Welcome to American Education FM, everybody. I'm Dr. Sean Brooks. Okay, this is an important one. I'm going to share a radio clip here from an interview with Dr. Judy Mikovits. And if anybody is familiar with her, she has written two books and was rather thrust to the forefront here of the COVID-19 nonsense that, of course, has been taking place over the last 10 months. Her first book is titled Plague, One Scientist's Intrepid Search for the Truth About Human Retroviruses and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, Autism, and Other Diseases. And that was released in 2017. And then she released another book titled Plague of Corruption, Restoring Faith in the Promise of Science, in April of 2020, where she was specifically calling out coronavirus for what it actually is. And it may shock you. She gave an interview here on worldviewweekend.com with Brannon House back on December 29th of 2020, just a few days ago. And I'm going to include the link of the entire interview in the description of this podcast episode. I highly encourage you to listen to the entire interview. But this particular segment that I'm going to air again is just a very small segment of the full interview. So give this a listen. You're going to want to share this one far and wide as well. Here we go.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Now, we'll post this tonight, and I mean, I'm looking at an article here. Again, there's a lot of them out there about the ability for the vaccine to cause real problems for the procreation, both for men and for women. And Dr. Judy is joining me. Dr. Judy, what is your website, by the way?
Our website is plaguethebook.com.
Plaguethebook.com. Now, I've had several medical doctors read your book, friends of mine, they're medical doctors. I asked Dr. Zelenko about you off the air last week. He spoke very highly of you. And you know, not one of these medical doctors has come back and said, well, let me show you all the places in her book where she's wrong, and they have it flagged. In fact, to the contrary, they've come back and said, you know what, I can't really argue with what she's saying in her book. So it's interesting how many people have attacked you, but when I give the book to medical doctors, the medical doctors come back and say, I can't really argue with the science of what she's saying here. Your critics, a lot of them seem to not be anywhere in the field of expertise to even be worthy of critiquing you. And those that are, they come back and say to me, I can't argue with her. Want to comment?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our books were written, our first book, Plague, which published in 2014, and then again in paperback in 2017. In 2017, I added a new front material to that with what I learned about the corruption of Tony Fauci. And so In Plague is a highly scientific book because I simply did not know this was not about science. I simply did not know until I met Brian Hooker August 31st of 2014, when our first book was already in press. I simply did not know that this was an intentional, Brian Hooker, Dr. Brian Hooker, PhD, like me, PhD, he showed that the corruption, the plague of corruption around the MMR vaccine, and if given to black boys before they were 3 years old, because they could not degrade RNA, break down like a little Pac-Man, chew up RNA viruses, which MMR are three RNA viruses, as quickly as white boys until the age of 3 years old. So that was the day attempting in a very complicated science to understand the corruption.
Right.
And that was the light bulb of pure Satan.
Let's talk about this. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, doctor. Is it called Syncytin 1?
Call it Syncytin 1.
Syncytin 1. So, Syncytin 1.
So Syncytin, we just call it Syncytin 1. Syncytin. Syncytin is that God-given part of our virome which is expressed in the word syncytia in cell biology, means the fusion of cells. So we wouldn't have a placenta that stays fused to the uterus in primates so that we could carry our young, our eggs and protect them, the developing fetus from attack from without. So, this is what Pastor Rick convicted me of. It read it right there from Genesis 2:1. Each God made each of us, the animals, of its kind, to stay that way. There is no evolution. I never believed in evolution. And of course, he showed that Darwin's own statement that said, if somebody shows the complexity of DNA and the expression of our genomes, that it makes Darwin's theory all wrong. And of course, the discovery of DNA and how it's expressed, as we've over my entire career, to understand that and understand the role of our virome and our microbiome, God-given elements that control everything. And here this syncytin gene is important for fusing for literally our placenta, our ability to carry the young. So when this new vaccine, which expresses both the HIV GP120 envelope and syncytin, and the syncytin, the retroviral receptor, is amino acid transporters. So how we get nutrients to our cells by way of amino acids, it's a critical transporter for alanine, serine, and cysteine. And cysteine is one of the three amino acids in the antioxidant glutathione. And that's critical for, along with glycine, which we've destroyed the glycine in our environment with glyphosate and GMO food. So you see there, all the way through everything that was done to destroy our environment by Big Pharma, and then these vaccines as this animal tissue, aborted fetal tissue, and now they've set us all up. So the kill switch is, let's go ahead and inject syncytin, GP120, and the ACE2, the angiotensin converting enzyme receptor, into every human being. And that RNA, the blacks, the racial, the ethnic minorities and mental challenges, as we showed in that slideshow last week, they're going to get it first. The people of the long-term care facility. And we know the expression of syncytin in the brain can destroy your brain, could cause MS, Parkinson's disease, to cause the tangling of cells in this, really this pandemic and this the plague of Alzheimer's, autism, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, ME, myalgic encephalomyelitis. Inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord. So all Satan has to do to win is separate us from the love of God. Well, how can we communicate if we can't talk? If we have sensor motor function that we can't walk, we can't move, and in fact, we can't even remember who our relatives are or speak at all. This is just, to me, just a nightmare. It'll destroy humanity as we know it if we don't wake up.
A doctor who went on Laura Ingraham's show a few weeks ago and was talking about this and went on to say it would doom humanity, some words like that, and they immediately cut him off. I don't know if you know who the doctor was I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about?
I do, but I don't remember the name, but you're exactly right. I saw that, and there are several doctors and scientists talking. This particular doctor that you're talking about was working in the diagnostics, and he knows this test for so-called this PCR test for SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus that supposedly causes COVID-19. He said it's pure fraud. It's contamination. The virus, as we saw, the EHS, the European Health services finally had to admit after FOIAs and POIAs, just like Brian Hooker did, to admit that the blacks were being injured, to have the, our Centers for Disease Control admit they covered up what this has been doing. Well, the EHS finally admitted there is no SARS-CoV-2 that's been isolated from human cells to human cells. It's not the same if you isolate a virus from monkeys. It's not the same. It's the contaminated virus in the monkey cells in our polio vaccines as they've been contaminated. This was the topic of our books as we discovered the gamma retrovirus from mice, which interestingly enough, the envelope is very closely related to syncytin. So this viral envelope now will create what we call molecular mimicry. It looks the same. So we're going to be attacking our own tissues, as these diseases are called autoimmunity, as if our God-given immune system simply forgot the difference between self and non-self.
And, so are you telling me real quick, Doctor?
You can't forget something you never knew.
Are you telling me, correct me again if I'm wrong, because I'm trying to keep up with this flood of data. It's a lot of data, but it's good data. Are you telling me that I guess this is what I'm hearing. It sounds as though this virus, this COVID, is more about being injected than infected through the air. It's spreading because of injections.
Absolutely. It's spreading. And in fact, it doesn't go through the, there's no data to support human to human transmission. It's infection. That's what I've been saying. It's infection by injection, and they've been injected in the flu shot. So now the COVID, and in fact, COVID means disease. So the disease is not caused by SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus, the second severe acute respiratory syndrome. Coronavirus 2 is not causing the disease, satisfies none of Koch's postulates. In fact, COVID is being caused by the flu vaccinations. The masks that are destroying that very part of your innate immune system, I just discussed, glutathione, antioxidants, stop the oxidative stress and keep your innate interferons, those molecules in your mucosal surfaces that gobble up, Pac-Man up those viruses before they get into your blood at all, before they get into your tissues and express in a bad way. It's the expression, not the presence. And
so,
this, everything about COVID-19 is pure fraud, pure criminal, and every single person at NIH, especially Tony Fauci, internationally at the WHO, they're simply confusing people, scaring people. The masks make them sick. The masks destroy their immune system. And in fact, studies show that the people that report wearing the mask 80% of the time are the people testing positive. Well, what's the test detecting? The aberrant expression of syncytin and other of your viral elements given by God. And when they are expressed in the wrong tissue, unlike planned by God, you've got a disaster. And millions will and are dying.
So everything they're doing, masks and vaccines, are going to create the dark winter. They're creating the dark winter. So this, I guess, is why they can tell us it's going to get much, much worse. And this pandemic is nothing compared to what's coming, because A, they're going to make it worse, or B, there's another pandemic of something they're about to release or put into vaccines, whatever, however you want to say it, a bioweapon that gets released or dirty vaccines. I mean, if these are the people that have a stated goal, World Health Organization, United Nations, Bill Gates, you know, all these sustainable development, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 proponents, they want depopulation. They want that, many of them, again, one of the big four founders, one of the big four medical founders of Johns Hopkins University, as we did back in February or March on TV, we showed you that one of the big four founders of Johns Hopkins University was into eugenics. You have the Bill and Melinda Gates center there at Johns Hopkins. You have them funding groups over in Europe that are tied to the founder of eugenics. So why would we be shocked, Dr. Mikovich, Dr. Judy, if we have these people doing something that is going to actually further their agenda or their cause, which is stopping people from procreating?
Exactly, and to you know, the vaccinate, there used to be a definition in Webster's that means to exterminate an unwanted varmint, but of course that disappeared as through our books and so heavily censored. But they're right on December 1st of 2020 in childrenshealthdefense.org. The article was published under the guise of racial justice. John Hopkins lays out a plan to vaccinate, let's just say exterminate, ethnic minorities and mentally challenged first with this deadly RNA vaccine where you're putting the very danger signal.
We'll come right back. Don't go away, folks.
Thank you for listening to American Education FM. Don't forget to check out AmericanEducationFM.com where you can make a small donation or even email us and be a guest on the podcast. Until next time, never stop learning, never stop reading, and never stop unlearning. Thanks for listening, and God bless.